from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The first ophthalmologist to work in a clinic for locums at Timmins and District Hospital is from Ottawa. Dr. Marie-Louise Lapointe says a bonus to her 1 or 2 week stints in Timmins is visiting her daughter and granddaughter who live in the city. The full-time ophthalmologist at TADH, Dr. Alejandro Oliver, says it will allow more people to receive the eye care they need in the region. He notes that doctors go into medicine to help people.
So it's been very heartbreaking for me and my staff to turn people away that need help, to ask them to go to Sudbury and North Bay, sometimes even Toronto. It's really hard on the soul.
The hospital board is in talks with other ophthalmologists to use the facility on a locum basis and hopes to open similar facilities for other medical specialties. Matheson no longer has a physical OPP detachment. It started being absorbed by the Iroquois Falls detachment last May, and that is complete as of today. The force emphasizes that frontline policing will not be affected. Cruisers all have mobile workstations, so officers don't have to go back to the office to take care of many administrative duties. It says the move is the result of a review aimed at efficiency and reinvestment, while keeping policing costs as low as possible for communities in which it handles municipal policing duties. The six bodies found in the St. Lawrence River are those of two families of Romanian and Indian origin. Akwesasne Mohawk police say they believe they were trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Canada. The bodies were discovered during a search for another person who was last seen on Wednesday getting into a light blue boat. The boat was found near the bodies yesterday, but police cannot confirm whether the missing man had a connection to the other victims. None of them have been identified, other than one of them is a young child with a Canadian passport. An infant from the same family is still missing. The online streaming bill is one step closer to becoming law. Bill C-11 passed through the House of Commons when MPs voted to accept the Senate's amendments. If it passes, it will update broadcasting rules to include online streaming and require major players like Google and Netflix to make Canadian content available. The bill has faced intense scrutiny, with critics saying it leaves too much room for government control over online content. It now goes back to the Senate for approval. That won't happen until sometime in April because Parliament is taking a 2-week break. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.